This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. One of the qualities which are intrinsic to human anatomy, inherent to our temperament, and part of our makeup and composition is that of envy and jealousy. A fine line between the two. Envy giving off positive energy, jealousy giving off negative energy. Envy allows us to up our act. It safeguards us against stagnation. I look at others, I envy him. I need to intensify my efforts. Jealousy, on the other hand, is negative. It's toxic. It's poisonous. It's venomous. Why? Because my aim is to curtail the growth of others. In the fourth chapter of the Quran, in the fifth juz, in verse 32, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ لِلرِّجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَ. Let not one gender aspire to be like another gender. For the men is the reward what Allah, for the men is the reward of the good they do, for the woman is the reward for the good that they perform. وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ, and collectively ask Allah for His boon and His grace. In the last chapter of the Quran, وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala impresses upon us to seek refuge in Allah from the jealous person. But now just look at the amazing words of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ, and seek refuge in Allah from the jealous, إِذَا حَسَدَ, when he starts venting his jealousy. So the ayah releases a hint that to a certain extent, envy and jealousy will remain within us. That we are creatures designed like this here. It only becomes repugnant, deplorable, detestable when we start venting it and we want to curtail the growth of others. Remember the famous hadith in Sahih Muslim when the slander was leveled against Aisha radiallahu anha, and she could not reconcile how people could say such nasty, obnoxious, bizarre and ludicrous things about her. So she said, Ya ummata, ma yatahaddathu an-nasu, oh my mom, but what are people saying about me? What are people saying about me? And Umm Ruman radiallahu anha said, لَقَلَّمَا كَانَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ وَضِيئَةٌ عِنْدَ رَجُلٍ يُحِبُّهَا وَلَهَا ضَرَائِرْ إِلَّا كَثَّرْنَا عَلَيْهَا. Oh my daughter, you're a beautiful woman. You're loved by the greatest man. You're obviously going to attract envy. You're going to attract envy. The Arabic poet said, كُلُّ الْعَدَاوَةِ قَدْ تُرْجَعْ إِزَالَتُهَا إِلَّا عَدَاوَةُ مَنْ عَدَاكَ مِنْ حَسَدِي. There is a formula to convert every enmity into friendship, but there's no recipe to convert the enmity which stems from jealousy into friendship. Because the only way you can appease a jealous person is to inflict harm upon yourself, and no sane human will do this. What's the definition of a jealous person? كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ حَاسِدًا أَن يَغْتَمَّ وَقْتَ سُرُورِكَ. The one who is sane on your happy occasions, he is a jealous person. But here comes the harm of jealousy, and this is what the scholars write, that this is one of those evil traits that harms the person who harbors jealousy more than your enemy and your foe. So your nights will be more restless than his. You will suffer insomnia more than him. You will be depressed more than that person. And hence I leave you with these words of Abu Hamid Ghazali rahimahullah. فَإِشْتِغَالُكَ بِطَلَبِ الْمَخْلَسِ عَنِ الْهَلَاكِ أَهَمْ مِنْ إِشْتِغَالِكَ بِنَوَادِرِ الْفُرُوعِ وَعِلْمِ الْخُصُومَاتِ. Oh my brother, oh my sister, it is more important to preoccupy yourself by ridding your heart of these evil traits, primarily jealousy, then to engage in optional acts of worship. May Allah rid our heart from all these evil traits. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.